Hi everyone, my name's Mark, and I'm an aspiring professional golfer. I want to talk to you today about the reality of trying to make it in a sport that is, quite frankly, incredibly expensive. People often assume that kids get into golf through an exclusive country club, or perhaps by attending a prestigious summer camp. In my case, however, I first picked up a club at a local public course, where my grandfather used to maintain the greens. That's where my passion was born.
As I got older and started competing at a higher level, the harsh financial reality of the sport hit me. Many people assume that travel costs, like flights and hotels, are the biggest drain on a young golfer's wallet. While those certainly aren't cheap, it was actually the tournament fees that completely drained my savings. Just entering a competition can cost a small fortune.
And then, of course, there's the equipment. To compete with the best, you need the best gear. I'd love a new set of custom-fitted irons, and my putter could definitely do with an upgrade. But the one thing I genuinely can't afford right now is a state-of-the-art titanium driver. The technology in those clubs adds crucial yards to your shot, but the price tags are just astronomical.
So how do I manage? Some players on the tour take out massive bank loans, and others borrow cash from wealthy friends. I don't have those luxuries, so instead, I spend hours scouring online auctions to find second-hand gear that's still in decent condition. It's a compromise, but it keeps me in the game.
Using older, ill-fitting gear isn't just about missing out on distance or accuracy, though. It actually takes a physical toll. A few months ago, I was experiencing some severe back pain, which I thought was down to a poor swing technique. However, a specialist pointed out that the stiff, outdated shafts on my clubs were actually causing a recurrent shoulder injury. My body was overcompensating for the heavy equipment.
To buy the top-tier stuff, you really need corporate sponsors. I've sent countless emails. I approached major clothing brands and even pitched to a few local car dealerships. Ultimately, they all said no, but a small marketing agency recently agreed to help me with some basic funding. It's not enough to buy the premium clubs just yet, but it covers my travel.
To make ends meet and save up for my gear, I had to find another source of income. I considered working as a caddy at a luxury resort, but the hours were far too unpredictable for my training schedule, so I took a job as a delivery driver in the evenings. It's exhausting, but it pays the bills and leaves my days free for practice.
It can be a tough, lonely journey. My parents are wonderfully supportive, but the people who really keep me going on a daily basis are my fitness coaches. They understand the biomechanics of my swing and help me strengthen my body to handle the substandard equipment I'm currently forced to use.
Looking ahead, I have a big opportunity next month. I'm not quite ready for the national championship yet, but I've qualified for a regional charity tournament, which has a surprisingly large prize fund. If I can secure a win there, I'll finally be able to purchase the premium clubs I desperately need.
People often ask what it takes to succeed in professional golf. Natural talent is obvious, and relentless hard work is a given. But honestly, more than anything else, you need incredible mental toughness to step onto the first tee and compete against guys whose golf bags cost more than my car. You just have to believe in yourself.